Thank you for that. And that means it is 9:40 on a Tuesday Pacific time. And that is when we catch up and have a segment co-hosted by Karen Lyle. Karen Lyle is with SailSportTalk.com. Everything to do with getting out on the water. Karen, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a beautiful day. And we're talking about sailing. I don't know what could be better.
Well, let's go ahead and bring in our guests. We're quite pleased to have Jan Persson with us. And Jan is a America's Cup photographer going strong for about 25 years. Jan, welcome to the show. And how does one get into such a thing, whereas, you know, instead of just pointing a camera and taking a picture of an America's Cup, you are able to, like, you know, grab the little nuances and bring that to life? How did you find yourself with that talent?
Well, let's see. I was doing some photography, but I saw the America's Cup boats, and I thought, wow, you know, this is the pinnacle of the sport. These are the most amazing boats there are. And also, this is a billionaire's playground. This is where the R&D goes on. So I just simply went to the America's Cup, and I had enough background to be credentialed in the media center. And I started doing it. I started going out on the boats with the other world's yachting photographers and watching what they did and doing what they did. And I, over 25 years, got quicker and quicker at it. So now I'm used to it.
You know, Jan, I loved the time we spent together in Barcelona at the 2024 37th Louis Vuitton America's Cup. And you got to go out on the boats because you had the camera. I got to interview the racers as they got off the water. But, you know, there's a photograph that you took that is right above. It's actually of the 2007 Valencia race, I think. And it's right above the boats. And it's in the first NFTs ever issued for America's Cup on Solsi on the unique commemorative digital tokens. But I'm wondering, there weren't drones back then, so were you in a helicopter? And what was that? What was it about that photo?
So I was in a helicopter, and wonderful world photographer Bobby Greiser said to me, "You want to go up in a helicopter together and photograph the very final race?" And I said, "Sure." So we went up. We took the door off the helicopter so we could hang out. We made sure to have our seat belts on tight. And we hovered right over the final race. And the driver was very skilled. The driver dropped down right on top of the two boats, and we were able to get great, exciting captures. And I loved it.
I like the saying about a boat in a harbor, that it is beautiful, but that's not what boats are for. And so for you to, I just think about, you know, your shutter speed and your lenses and irises and all these things to get the true beauty while you have something tossing up and down and spinning around. What were some of the challenges to sort of bring out the beauty, especially, you know, in full sail like that?
Well, in the America's Cups, I'm on the photo boat with other photographers, and some of them are conflict photographers, and some of them are Formula One photographers, and it's really all the same skill, and you can stop a speeding bullet at 1/2000th of a second.
Wow.
I learned from them. So I always shoot at least 1/2000th of a second to stop the action.
Wow.
And in my case, it might be two America's Cup sailboats sailing towards each other, both of them doing speeds of about 40 miles an hour. And in their case, it might be a Formula One car going around a track or a speeding bullet. But it's all the same. You've got to be really fast.
You know, you just sent me some photographs of the Bahamian wooden boat races in the Bahamas that you just came from. And that's kind of like the exact other end of the scale, but kind of connecting in a loop, almost like a circle, because the Bahamian boats, those designs, people make their own boats, and they go out and race them in the Bahamas, and they've been doing this for, I mean, the boat building for like thousands of years, just like in Zanzibar where the dhows sail. And you are like the only photographer that they let come out and photograph you, and they are like voting for you in this yacht photo contest for the America's Cup boat, which I think is really intriguing. Tell me how that happened.
Well, I was going to say that they say that only in the Bahamas have they turned fishing boats into an extreme sport. It's highly unusual. And the sailing of these Bahamian wooden racing sloops is thrilling and exciting, just like the America's Cups. But they're at opposite ends of the spectrum, and I really enjoyed doing them both. And they're both extremely fast and great crowd pleasers. They both draw many, many spectators. And I just was intrigued by both of them, and so basically I just went there and did it. You know, I learned by doing. I never went to photography university classes or any of that. I'm a sailor. I got out in the water. I love my sport, and I started looking around, and those two, the Bahamian thrilling wooden racing sloops and the America's Cup speedboats, caught my attention. So I did that.
I remember when I first started working sporting events, and the photographers would have rolls of 35-millimeter film, and they would shoot, and they'd hand it to somebody, and that person had to run it in, start getting it in the dark room, and half-tone it for the newspapers. Well, now with an SD card, how many thousands of pictures are you shooting, and then you have to kind of go through at the end?
I shoot a lot, I think more than other photographers, and I think that gives me an advantage because I have some very good post-processing software. It's called PhotoMechanic, and it lets me look through hundreds of captures very, very quickly and find a good one. So I will start focusing on one of the America's Cup boats, for example, as it approaches another one, and just follow it and just click maybe 10 times a second, which you can do through auto drive. You don't have to use your finger 10 times. It just repeats itself. And so I get all those captures, and then I very quickly go through and grab the ones that are most exciting. I'm what they call an action photographer. So some yachting photographers you would call beauty photographers, and they like boats in the sunset and, you know, boats on quiet lakes and the stillness and beauty of the sport. I go for more the drama and the action. And I get that both with the 15 or so people that may be hiked out on one of the Bahamian wooden racing sloops, and also on the blazing fast America's Cup boats.
You know, Jan, if people wanted to see your photographs, especially in this unique commemorative digital token series that just came out on Soulsea, they can go to sailsporttalk.com. But one of the things I love is that some of the photographs that we chose for that commemorative series, you know, show not just the foil, like hitting the water with the you know, the splash of the wave, right, just, you know, bubbling up, you know, the cavitation. But it also shows the background of Barcelona and, you know, the buildings, and you can see the iconic places that this, you know, that this race is happening in. You know, when you're framing and composing that photograph, do you even have time to think about that?
That's right. I think it becomes just an instinct after a while to try to pick the best background that you can, because I don't have time to compose. It's not like, you know, some photographers will come out and try to photograph on the water, and they'll bring a tripod, for example. Well, not a chance, you know, because you have all you can do to keep yourself safe on the photo boat. You know, hang on with one hand, photograph with the other, and sailing photography is athletic, just like sailing. So I just do the best I can, and then afterwards I've captured a lot of images, and I go through and I do some cropping and editing and make them pop.
So, Karen, before we let Jan go, tell us a little bit about at sellsporttalk.com, these NFTs now, something that I haven't heard of, the UCDTs.
Well, actually, it's the first set of unique digital commemorative tokens. And so these are actually, collectors' items, and they're a numbered series. So Jan is the very first one, and they're being released actually right now on Solana, and it's on Solsea. You can go to it, but you can go to the link from salesporttalk.com. And so basically, they're just a numbered series and they're limited edition. So the 8 that we released, that will be the only time that those are released. And so people who buy them can trade them just like baseball cards. You know, they go up in value over time. And since they're the first in the series, I think this would be something for people to collect, because America's Cup has never been on NFTs before, to my knowledge.
And Karen, do you have one more? We have time for one more question for Jan.
Yes, Jan, I wanted to know, did the Bahamian sailors vote for your picture in the yacht contest, and how did they do that?
They sure are, and maybe you have a way also of getting the link out to your listeners. I sent them a link because in the global yacht racing photo contest, I have the only photograph of an America's Cup boat. So the link is being spread around in many ways, but the Bahamians are voting for it too. You know, that I said, I think your boats are equally beautiful. And they're saying, okay, Jan, well, you're a member of our community. Even if it is a funny-looking boat, we're going to vote for it. So that's how that's happened. Do you have a way of getting the link around, Karen?
Yeah, it's actually on the salesporttalk.com on your page. So anybody who goes to salesporttalk.com can just click on Jan Farrison's, and there's a link there for both the UDCT NFTs and also for the photo contest for people who want to just vote for you.
All right, there she is, Jan Pearson. Thanks for coming on, Jan. We appreciate it.
You bet. It's been fun.
Enjoy Florida.
Thank you.
And Karen, you will be back next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
I think so. I mean, there's this guy named Rick Tittle, and I come talk to him every Tuesday, and I don't know. It's just a thing, right?
I hear that guy is so overrated.
Well, you know, what can you say? I like overrated guys.
All right. Sounds good. I'm Rick Tittle. Once again, everybody go to salesporttalk.com. Come on back.